From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Kompel. Operations have been shut down at a central Missouri plant that makes materials used in fracking. The Mexico Ledger reports the Shamrock Prepan plant in Mexico shut down indefinitely Thursday in the wake of the recent downturn in oil prices and a pullback in fracking operations. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. oil production decreased by 120,000 barrels per day from August through September. Propants are a treated sand or ceramic gravel mixture used in the fracking industry to open cracks in deep rock formations and help release oil. Shamrock's president, Frank O'Brien Jr., says he hopes to bring the plant back up as soon as the industry begins faring better. He says six of Shamrock's 25 employees are staying at the plant to ensure it's shut down properly. The restorative justice program in Boonville gives offenders an opportunity to give back to their community. The program allows inmates in the Boonville Correctional Facility to assist in planting, growing, and donating produce grown in the facility garden. This past year, the program donated more than 7,500 pounds of food to the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri. Mike DeSantis is the spokesperson for the food bank. He says the donations are crucial to uphold the charity's goals.
One reason that's very important is that the food bank has a goal to be able to distribute 25% of our total weight in frozen fruits and vegetables or produce. And last year we hit 23%, and this goes a long way in helping.
The Boonville Correctional Facility's garden grows tomatoes, squash, zucchini, turnips, and watermelon, among many other fruits and vegetables. The University of Missouri has officially begun the largest fundraising campaign in the school's history. The campaign seeks to raise $1.3 billion by 2020. The campaign, called Mizzou, Our Time to Lead, was officially announced Thursday, although it has already raised $650 million during a silent phase. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the campaign will focus on increasing important centers and institutes. Tom Hiles is the Vice Chancellor for University Advancement. He says campaign leaders expect the effort to lead to 5 to 10 new centers or institutes with endowments of $10 million or more. The campaign will also seek public and private partnerships to pay for new academic buildings, including a new School of Music and Fine Arts buildings. A former Missourian now living in California is seeking the dismissal of a federal indictment accusing him of playing a role in an effort to support terrorist groups in Iraq and Syria. Armin Harsevic is among six people indicted in St. Louis on charges of supplying money and equipment to fighters with designated foreign terrorist organizations, including the Islamic State group. Harsevic's attorneys claim in a court filing Wednesday that prosecutors don't have sufficient facts to prove intent to support an act of terrorism,